You're listening to All Things Considered on Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Aaron Selbig. Early yesterday morning, the SpaceX Dragon capsule docked with the International Space Station. The capsule is carrying supplies for the astronauts who live aboard the ISS, but it's also carrying an experiment devised by students at Traverse City West High School. The students want to know how quickly blue algae grows in space, and they convinced NASA to send their algae samples. I spoke with two of the students who worked on the experiment, Robbie Lohr and Hayden Holmes, and their science teacher, Patrick Gillespie. Holmes says the experiment is designed to compare the growth rate for blue algae in zero gravity to the growth rate here on Earth.
The algae itself can be used for a lot of different reasons. It can produce oxygen, it can produce hydrogen, and it's edible. So we searched through a lot of different algaes during the research process until we landed on this blue-green algae that has a very long scientific name that none of us can really remember. But when we finally saw that one, we thought it would be useful maybe in the future for like space travel and stuff.
You mean like as a fuel?
Yeah, as fuel, as it produced oxygen so people could like breathe up in space easier, or possibly as like something for astronauts to eat and grow up in space.
Tell me a little bit about what you sent physically into space. Is it just algae in a petri dish, or what does it look like?
So there's a tube that's 5 inches, and it has a stopper in it, one stopper, and we have rocks with algae in one side, and the other side of the clamper that's not touched is our solvent that kills the algae to stop growing. And so we sent that up there, and we'll see how much the algae grows, and they'll stop it, and we'll compare the weights from how much algae grew up in space and how much algae grew down in here.
So you have another tube, same exact setup, that's here at the school?
Yeah, we do. We came in here on winter break, and we set that all up, and so it's the exact same tube as that we're sending up to space.
Tell me a little bit about the process. You had a whole bunch of students engaged in coming up with dozens of potential experiments for this. How did that work, and how did you decide which ones to send in to NASA?
Well, we started out with all the 9th and 10th graders at West working on this project in the chemistry and biology classes. We had 811 kids participating. We had 207 experiments proposed. And the teachers involved picked the one from each class that they thought had the most possibility of success. I sent those to a community board of review, which had scientists from different businesses in the area. I had health professionals from Munson. We had people from NMC, teachers and whatnot. And they all went through them with a rubric and figured out the top three that they thought would have the most success. I sent those to Washington, and there the Student Spaceflight Experiment Program people picked the one that they thought should go, and that was these boys.
And I understand some of the students got to witness the launch of the rocket.
Sam Church went down there. One of the four boys went down there with his family and was able to witness the launch, yes. Fantastic fun. At Cape Canaveral, you know, historical launching spot for rockets. Just amazing.
Mr. Gillespie, I understand this isn't the first time your students have sent an experiment into space. Tell us a little bit about that first one in 2014. It had something to do with bacteria?
Yeah, it did. A skin disease. Can't remember the name either. But some young ladies in honors chemistry won that one, and one of them went to see the rocket launch. This time I was able to go, and that was from Virginia. And just an amazing experience, once again, to watch the experiment go into the rocket going up to the International Space Station.
Did that experiment produce any useful conclusions?
Unfortunately, we had to see the success as doing the real science involved behind it. When we got the experiment back from the International Space Station, we had the microbacterial lab at Munson look at it, and they reported to us that there was no way to really tell what had happened because of contaminants had destroyed any way of sort of separating the bacteria that we had. There were just so many different types of bacteria in there, they couldn't see what had happened. So we learned from our mistake that we had to be much more pristine in our loading, you know, have the sterile situations, et cetera. So we were much more careful this time around.
Do either of you guys see yourselves working for NASA or being involved in space exploration in the future?
I mean, that would be very cool. If I had the opportunity to do that, I would definitely take it.
Has it gotten you maybe just a little bit more excited about science in general?
Definitely, yeah. I mean, at first, I guess this assignment we probably were started out doing it just to do it, but it became a possibility, and then we won. It was super cool just to go through all that and have our experiment be chosen.
Well, congratulations. Thank you guys for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.